This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Oh, my God. I need to do my roots. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALIO. Lord have mercy. I tell you, I cannot wait to reopen. I definitely need to feminize just a little bit more. I'm an absolute mess. But we got bigger fish to fry. We got these killer bees, killer hornets we need to talk about as if we don't need any more crap on our plate. We got restaurants that will allow you to come back in Europe as long as you sit behind plexiglass. Now, I don't know who has to clean plexiglass. I remember when I waited tables and you had to do your side work at the end of the day and you had to wipe down the salad bar. You had to wipe down, you know, some of the clear areas in the bar. That took like forever. That was the worst part of your side work. I would rather vacuum than have to clean glass. And if restaurants had plexiglass around each and every table. One, I think it looks completely stupid. Okay? I'm sorry, I'm looking at a picture right now of two people holding a glass of wine while wearing a mask. I posted this on my Facebook. I'll post it on my Twitter, too, for you guys. It's like, how are they drinking their wine? It makes no sense. So, anyway, we need to talk about what's happening with the casinos and how they are going to try to realistically open. We're going to talk about how most business owners don't think the open is going to be realistic. You know, we're going to make it work. I'm a small business owner, too. I own two salons. We are going to do the best we can. You know, until you go under. It's just all about, you know, survival right now. And it's to me, the calm before the storm, because, you know, we got flu season coming up. And once people realize that, you know, flu season is deadlier than this coronavirus, we're going to have a huge problem on our hands. But right now, we got to talk about these bees and these killer hornets. Like, all of a sudden, overnight, hit the news. Now, can I just say, they've been here since December. Okay, and I have a video of a, and I posted it on my Facebook and Twitter, of a hornet, one of these, they're called the Asian green hornets. I think they're called Vespia mandarinia. All right, for those of you biologists out there that like your genius and species names. And this Vespia sucker, apparently they've been here since December. We think. We've sighted them in America in December. And they're native to Japan and East Asia. And so I have this video of one of these hornets totally, like, take out this mouse or rat. I can't tell the difference between a mouse and a rat. I think a mouse is cute and a rat isn't. And you watch this rat die within a minute. And this video, though, was from 2018. Okay, you're going to see this video all over, and people are going to say, well, wait a second, this is happening now. No, we've known about these hornets. I think we even talked about these hornets on my show. They're big suckers. Their wingspan is like 3 inches. They're about 2 inches long. They have a big, cute stinger. The women, the female bees are the ones with the stinger. So the females are the ones that kill. And they're also bigger than the males. So males average about 1 to 1.5 inches. Male bees, okay, no giggling. The females are bigger, especially the queen. And I guess these hornets will decimate honeybees. European honeybees have already started to die from these suckers, we're being told. And so now we have them here in America. And so people are kind of, you know, buzzing about it and freaking out. And you know, apparently we had a couple sightings in Washington and British Columbia. And I think because people were so tired of talking about coronavirus now it's hit the news. I got to be honest. It was really nice to be able to do an article on something other than coronavirus. You know, but I don't like these suckers. These are big. And let me tell you why they're called murder hornets. They're called murder hornets. I don't don't really know the difference between a hornet and a bee. A bee, I guess a bee is, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. Bees are supposed to be nice. Hornets don't give a crap. Hornets will just kill. And so what this hornet does, and I watched a video, and I put the link on my article to this video from BBC, where you see the hornet fly around the beehive, and you don't really see the bees do anything. Right? And then it waits for the bees to come back after their day of pollinating and honeybeeing or whatever bees do. I don't really watch bees. I don't like bees. I'm scared of bees. And the hornet grabs the bee. Then the hornet, so the bee is like, it grabs it midair. You know, like a hijacking, or like a midair hijacking, right, that you see in the movies from the 90s. Then it'll decapitate the bee in front of all its friends. And then it'll take the rest of the body back to its nest. Then it lets the other hornets know, hey, we got eats. You guys hungry? And then they all go, and they just destroy the beehive. Now, there's a lot of you out there that really like the bees. You're like, well, we need to protect the bees because they pollinate and flowers and all that other stuff. I don't really, you know, play a violin for bees. You know, I stepped on a bee once. I'm scared to death now of stepping on another because I have no idea if I'm anaphylactic or not. And I got to now find an EpiPen that doesn't cost $600. So I am not a fan of bees. But I did see Bee Story, the Jerry Seinfeld cartoon. And I did see that if you don't have bees, you don't have flowers, and New York City all turns, you know, completely gray. So I get that. We need our bees. But trappers now, apparently the Washington Department of Agriculture is recruiting people to find the hive, if you see a hornet's nest, and to try to trap it. They're actually teaching us how to trap these online. I don't live in Washington State, and I sincerely doubt I'm going to volunteer to help trap a hornet or a hornet's nest. But apparently, and I don't even think you get paid. I think this is just for free. But I get it. You know, if you want to, you know, protect your bees or protect your loved ones. Can it kill a human? Yep. Apparently, these hornets kill 50 people a year in Japan alone. So we don't know how many they kill. And I just find it very peculiar that they came around the same time as coronavirus. I think coronavirus has been here December, November, whatever. And then all of a sudden, we have these. Now, I understand Wuhan is in China, but what if, all right, there's some relationship? And then what if all of us being on lockdown and not being outside has let the hornets go, oh, look at this, you know, look at all the social distancing. I get all this room and time to play. So I wonder if there's some relationship between the hornets and us social distancing, if we need to get out there to, like, scare to go, ah, you know, try to scare the hornets away. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel. Daniel for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, just want to go through a little bit of history. Healthline does a nice little table here of the most dangerous epidemics in U.S. history. Taking this look back, I think I'll kind of put some things into perspective, okay? So back in 1633, 1634, we had smallpox. And smallpox came to North America roughly in the 1600s as Europe came. And, and we're not blaming the Europeans, okay? We like Europeans. Most of us have European blood, all right? Obviously, a lot of us came here from the Europeans. Some of us were here natively. And so whenever you introduce new microbiomes and new bacteria and viruses, things are going to happen. So people had fever, chills, back pain, rashes. Fortunately, this wiped out thousands. There were entire Native American tribes, we've been told, wiped out completely, killing 70% of the Native population. It wasn't their fault. They were just here. Newcomers came in. In 1721, 844 of the 5,800 Bostonians who had smallpox died from it. So that is a pretty high mortality rate. So Edward Jenner developed a vaccine from cowpox in 1770. Basically, it helped the body become immune to smallpox without causing the disease. So using cowpox helped people make an immunity to smallpox. Then there was a huge vaccination initiative in 1972. And a bunch of us have those marks on our shoulder from getting smallpox vaccines. I believe this was in the 60s and 70s. By 72, smallpox was, I believe, gone from the United States, and we don't even vaccinate for it anymore. In 1793, yellow fever came in. Yellow fever came from the Caribbean. People who were refugees from what was going on in the Caribbean during the 1700s brought yellow fever. That's where you get jaundice, so the skin looks yellow, you get fever, you vomiting blood. So 5,000 people died, 17,000 had to flee Philadelphia. And because it was the nation's capital and pretty busy port. So then a vaccine was developed, licensed in 1953. And now if you travel to high-risk areas, you get a yellow fever vaccine. Mosquitoes seem to spread them. We have been controlling yellow fever, but there is no cure. It's still out there. Now, cholera. Cholera came out. Well, cholera has been around for a while. But 1832 to 1866, we had a cholera epidemic. 2 to 6 Americans died per day during the outbreak. Then, by 1896, we had a Dr. Cole, a German scientist, developed the cholera vaccine. We still see cholera, Africa, Haiti, Southeast Asia, Mexico. We'll still see pandemics. In America, it had originated in India, and then first to feel the impact in the 1800s. So we don't know what ended. Maybe it was climate change. We're not sure. But the last outbreak of cholera, which causes horrible diarrhea and dehydration and death, ended in about 1911. So now we give antibiotics for it. We might supplement with zinc, get you hydration. Scarlet fever, 1858, we had an epidemic. They think 95% of people who got scarlet fever were kids. It's like strep throat. Fever, sore throat, rash, and we really didn't have a vaccine to prevent strep throat. Right now, what we do is we give antibiotics. And then Typhoid Mary. Typhoid Mary, that was in 1906 to 1907. That was an epidemic, one of the biggest, and it broke out between 1906 and 1907 in New York. Now, Typhoid Mary refers to Mary Mallon, according to Healthline. She apparently spread the virus to 122 New Yorkers while she was cooking on an estate and at a hospital unit. 5 of those 122 New Yorkers passed away from the virus. 10,000 people passed away from typhoid fever, from what we understand. I'm not exactly sure total numbers since then. But medical testing showed that she was a healthy carrier. Now, typhoid causes sickness, these red spots on the chest and abdomen. And again, we treat with antibiotics, but she was a carrier, got other people sick, which is why she's referred to as Typhoid Mary. We do have a vaccine. Antibiotic obviously came out in the 1940s. You could get it through infected people, food, water, etc. So if she didn't wash her hands, that's what happened. By 1918, we have the Spanish flu. We talked about this. This is a virus that didn't really come from Spain. This was already around the globe. And we noticed it came into ports in America after World War I ended. Now, this virus for the Spanish flu later came back as the Asian flu in the 50s. Now, with the Spanish flu in 1918, I believe we lost about 100,000 people. There were parades, things closed down, shut down. So they did do social distancing and had people wear masks. They did. Not to the degree that we did it now. We don't believe the economy crashed because, again, it was after World War I. So things, you know, started to pick up for the Roaring Twenties. But unfortunately, we're being told that this might have actually spawned the rise of Nazism. So that's an interesting story we'll talk about later. Then in America, we had diphtheria. from 1921 to 1925. This causes swelling of the mucous membranes, throat, can hurt your breathing, swallowing, and then a bacterial toxin could get into your system and cause heart damage, nerve damage. So we had a vaccine by the 20s, and then by the mid-20s, and so cases started to drop. Now the majority of us get our diphtheria shot with our tetanus and our pertussis. Okay, then we had polio. Polio started out roughly in about 1916. And we would see thousands die. Or if they didn't die, they would get paralysis. Kids would go to bed, give their moms and dads kisses goodnight, wake up not being able to walk the next day. So Jonas Salk had developed a vaccine. By 1962, the average number of cases dropped from like 57,000 to 910. The CDC says the U.S. has been polio-free since 1979. Now, we had the Asian flu in 57. The Asian flu was similar to the Spanish flu, and then we had the Hong Kong flu. The Hong Kong flu was in 1968. Killed about 100,000 Americans as well. But we found that some people who got the Asian flu seemed to be protected against then the Hong Kong flu that came 10 years later. Now, somebody had asked me, do we get a pandemic every 10 years? Well, it's hard to say because we get hit with flu every year. And to me, that's a flu pandemic. But as you see, as we're going through the timeline, whether it's typhus, whether it's diphtheria, whether it's Asian flu, whether it's Hong Kong flu, whether it's Spanish flu, it looks like every decade or so something hits us. Now, measles came out, again, 81 to 91. So measles, that causes fever, runny nose, cough, red eyes, sore throat. All right, we start to see a bunch of cases return. So even though we had a vaccine back from 1963, in this decade, in the 80s, they decided, you know what, let's give you a booster. So that's why now kids have boosters. Then we had other measles outbreaks, even in those who were vaccinated, and now we're thinking we need like a third booster. Then in 1993, there was contaminated water in Milwaukee. Apparently, there was a cryptosporidium outbreak in 1993. Dehydration, fever, cramps. 400,000 people got sick. 100 people died. This was the largest waterborne outbreak in U.S. history. So we had to improve water filtrations, etc. And cryptosporidium spreads through soil, food, water, contact with infected feces, peeing and pooping in the pool and drinking it, so you got to be careful. Whooping cough had a couple resurgence. Remember in 2010, 2014, 10 infants died during the first outbreak, so we had to do boosters for that. HIV had, since 1980, had infected over 1.2 million people, according to Healthline. The death rate has been dropping, luckily. But we've been having these different epidemics or pandemics throughout our lifetime. So what's the difference between this and coronavirus? Coronavirus, still no vaccine, no cure. So the reason why, you know, unfortunately these vaccines happen is because it gets us off our butt to start, unfortunately, making, you know, medications, making vaccines. And now we're working on a corona vaccine. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, we're working on trying to find treatments. You know, we're trying to work on building new hospitals and figuring out how to do social distancing and how to. There will be some good to come of this. I promise. There will be some good to come of this. It's just, did we have to completely shut down the whole economy when we didn't previously? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former CDC director isn't mincing words when it comes to describing the country's fight against the coronavirus.
Our war against COVID will be long and difficult, and we must act strategically now and establish a new way of preventing future health disasters.
Speaking at a House subcommittee hearing, Tom Frieden says the virus is here to stay.
As bad as this has been, it's just the beginning. Until we have an effective vaccine, and unless something very unexpected happens, our viral enemy will be with us for many months and possibly many years.
Less than a day after signaling the White House task force on coronavirus would be disbanded, President Trump, in a series of tweets, says the group will continue on indefinitely and shift the focus to reopening and manufacturing vaccines. You're listening to USA Radio News. April saw the worst job losses in the history of the ADP private payrolls report. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The report released Wednesday morning showing 20.2 million jobs evaporated last month as the virus pandemic brought much of the U.S. economy to its knees. The April job losses, 25 times more than the previous one-month record of about 835,000 jobs lost in February of 2009 during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. The government's jobs report for April is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
America's pediatricians say schools should plan to phase in reopenings before returning to full activity. The American Academy of Pediatrics issuing new guidance suggesting the possibility of reduced school hours when in-person classes resume. The group also saying schools also need to prepare for distance learning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have asked me to comment on this video that's circulating. I'm not sure if her name is Nicole Sirotek. I need to find out what her name is. I think her name is Nicole. And it was a very, very emotional video where she is sitting in a New York City hospital and reporting to us. Her video has over 200,000 views now. She is reporting that this hospital is killing people and not killing them with COVID. They're just killing people. So obviously people are scared and they asked me, what do I think? So I didn't see the whole 25 minutes. So I saw a 7-8 minute clip of it and some of the things she was saying. And again, first, my heart goes out to all nurses out there and first responders, it's got to be hard. It is. I mean, you get drained being in the hospital. I've been there. It's seeing people die, seeing people alive one second and dead the next second. It is not easy. She looked stressed and appropriately so. She was crying for part of it. It was very, very tearful. But some of the things she said really concerned a lot of us, all right? One thing she said was there was a doctor who somebody put an NG tube. The NG tube is to feed somebody. So you go through the nose, into the esophagus, into the stomach, and that they put it into the lung. So they were feeding the lung. She also reported that a resident was doing CPR on somebody who was bradycardic, who had a 40 beat per minute pulse, and then did paddles on him and killed him with paddles. Now, the average resident knows not to do that, so I'm not sure why that happened or what she saw, but she said it happened. She was saying that people are intubated incorrectly, that somebody needed blood. They wouldn't give him blood because he wasn't actively bleeding, even though he might have been going into some sort of hemolysis where, you know, he didn't have enough blood, and unfortunately, he ended up dying. So she talks about all these people, and she says when she goes in, you know, she's watching this hospital kill people, and then at the end, she tells people to not go to this hospital. It's a hospital in New York City. And so, you know, people ask me the real scoop, okay? Does this really, really happen? So listen, I've worked in hospitals for many years, not actively working in one. And I'm going to tell you, mistakes happen. Of course mistakes happen. The funny thing is the worst mistakes weren't really the students or the residents. The worst mistakes were some of the attendings. They relied on somebody else. They might have gotten lazy, whatever. But I never really saw a lot of people die from these mistakes. They would be like, okay, whoa, which leg are we doing? We're doing this leg. Okay, guys, get the leg right. And then thank God they operated on the right leg. Or you'd see somebody fall asleep while they were doing the anesthesia, and somebody's like, doctor, wake up, you know, so they'd wake them up. So, yeah, I mean, a hospital's going to be just like, you know, a grocery store, just like you're going to have people that make mistakes. And I have no problem, you know, telling you guys the truth. I'm not here to sit here and tell you everybody's perfect. I'm not supposed to lie. People aren't perfect, right? But what I think might have happened with this NYC hospital, which I think we all could kind of agree on, is among the chaos of this, oh, coronavirus panic, everybody's dying of coronavirus, oh my God, you started to have people not follow basic protocol, not follow basic common sense. And, you know, I've never been in a, you know, military operation where you're out there on the field and people are dying and you have to triage and you got to just do what you can. I've never been in that position. And I could understand that if you are in a war zone, and many of these hospitals compared where they were to a war zone, you're going to have to triage. You're going to have to pick and choose. And maybe some mistakes might happen because, you know, gunfire is coming at you and you're trying to dodge bullets and all that. But when you do have a scene or a setting where people are coming in respiratory distress, you are supposed to take a deep breath before you intubate them. If you are going to do a procedure, you're allowed to take a deep breath. All right? I mean, I was an ER doc. Everybody thinks you don't have time. You know, if you need to do the right TPA course or, you know, perform. Yeah, when you perform a code, you need to jump in. But you are allowed to take a second to take a deep breath. You don't just start spewing out and then not thinking. It's calculated. You're well trained. And you calm down and you remain calm. And you remain calm, you do what needs to be trained or how you were trained. So when you start to hear somebody's doing CPR on somebody who had a steady rhythm, even though he was bradycardic and low, or somebody's intubating the wrong bronchi, or I don't know, or NG tubing a bronchus and all the other stuff she was saying, you start to wonder, okay, where was management? What was the scene like? Why was it so chaotic and looking like a battlefield? Because that's when mistakes happen. Now, New York City appears to not have as many hospitals. It does not appear to have as many beds, and they seemed overwhelmed. That was what we got. And then when help came, looks like they really didn't need the extra boat and ships and things like that. So thank God they're starting to get more beds available, and you know, but it to me means people were so freaked out about the chaos and the panic and, you know, and oh my gosh, you know, we don't have enough PPE and we don't, take a deep breath. You know, it's interesting. I never had PPE throughout all my years of working with patients. We need PPE. We do. I never wore that N95 respirator with a valve. I'm like, the valve allows pathogens. I like the ones without the valve. And by the way, now they're saying, guys, the valve might not be as good as the one without the valve. But I wore this. I wore gloves. I might have worn a gown so I wouldn't get blood on me or whatever. And I wore a basic mask. And if I delivered a baby, I'd wear a shield. But in my office, all I had was this for years. Maybe I was lucky. Maybe I had a good immune system. So through swine flu, through deadly flu pandemics, through tuberculosis, through MRSA, this is what I had. And we're hearing people panic that they don't want to go back to working in a restaurant. They don't want to go back to working in a salon because they don't have PPE. We need to calm down the panic. My guess is what happened at NYC in that New York City hospital, if that nurse is telling us exactly the truth, is people panicked and they lost their mind or lost their poop, or they recruited people that had no training, didn't take a second to train them or watch them or whatever, and it was chaos. And so this whole coronavirus approach has been Fauda. If you, I don't know if you guys watch the show Fauda, but it's chaos. Fauda is the Arabic word for chaos. And it, you know, I wonder if it really had to be like that. That's why people are so frustrated with this whole economic, you know, cluster. We shut down everything. We're now requiring everybody wearing masks. Now on airplanes, they're going to not seat the middle seat, so people get to sit, you know, either aisle or window. Everybody's happy about that, but I'm like, that's still not 6 feet. If somebody's sick in a plane, someone's not on your middle seat, you're still going to get sick. And we're doing all this chaotic, knee-jerk reflexing. We need to close this down. We can't let people go back to work. You have to have PPE. If you don't have PPE, throw masks on and these N95 respirators that have a valve. And it's just, I think we're going to lose more people in the process. And I don't know if we had to have all that hype. I said this when we opened the show. When I have a patient with a breast mass that could be cancerous, not wanting to go in and take care of cancer because they're afraid of coronavirus, we're screwing up. Coronavirus is deadly, but it's not, you know, are we going to pick, you know, are we going to say, all right, guys, so you don't get coronavirus, get the cancer? We got to slow our roll, pump the brakes, and calm the chaos. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have asked me to comment on this video that's circulating. I'm not sure if her name is Nicole Siratek. I need to find out what her name is. I think her name is Nicole. And it was a very, very emotional video where she is sitting in a New York City hospital and reporting to us. Her video has over 200,000 views now. She is reporting that this hospital is killing people and not killing them with COVID. They're just killing people. So obviously people are scared and they asked me, what do I think? So I didn't see the whole 25 minutes. So I saw a 7-8 minute clip of it and some of the things she was saying. And again, first, my heart goes out to all nurses out there and first responders. It's got to be hard. It is. I mean, you get drained being in the hospital. I've been there. It's seeing people die, seeing people alive one second and dead the next second. It is not easy. So she looked stressed and appropriately so. She was crying for part of it. It was very, very tearful. But some of the things she said really concerned a lot of us, all right? One thing she said was there was a doctor who somebody put an NG tube. The NG tube is to feed somebody. So you go through the nose, into the esophagus, into the stomach, and that they put it into the lung. So they were feeding the lung. She also reported that a resident was doing CPR on somebody who was bradycardic, who had a 40 beat per minute pulse, and then did paddles on him and killed him with paddles. Now, the average resident knows not to do that, so I'm not sure why that happened or what she saw, but she said it happened. She was saying that people are intubated incorrectly, that somebody needed blood. They wouldn't give him blood because he wasn't actively bleeding, even though he might have been going into some sort of hemolysis where, you know, he didn't have enough blood, and unfortunately, he ended up dying. So she talks about all these people, and she says when she goes in, you know, she's watching this hospital kill people, and then at the end, she tells people to not go to this hospital. It's a hospital in New York City. And so, you know, people ask me the real scoop, okay? Does this really, really happen? So listen, I've worked in hospitals for many years, not actively working in one. And I'm going to tell you, mistakes happen. Of course mistakes happen. The funny thing is the worst mistakes weren't really the students or the residents. The worst mistakes were some of the attendings. They relied on somebody else. They might have gotten lazy, whatever. But I never really saw a lot of people die from these mistakes. They would be like, okay, whoa, which leg are we doing? We're doing this leg. Okay, guys, get the leg right. And then thank God they operated on the right leg. Or you'd see somebody fall asleep while they were doing the anesthesia, and somebody's like, doctor, wake up! You know, so that'd wake them up. So, yeah, I mean, a hospital's going to be just like, you know, a grocery store, just like you're going to have people that make mistakes. And I have no problem, you know, telling you guys the truth. I'm not here to sit here and tell you everybody's perfect. I'm not supposed to lie. People aren't perfect, right? But what I think might have happened with this NYC hospital, which I think we all could kind of agree on, is among the chaos of this, oh, coronavirus panic, everybody's dying of coronavirus, oh my God, you started to have people not follow basic protocol, not follow basic common sense. And, you know, I've never been in a, you know, military operation where you're out there on the field and people are dying and you have to triage and you got to just do what you can. I've never been in that position. And I can understand that if you are in a war zone, and many of these hospitals compared where they were to a war zone, you're going to have to triage. You're going to have to pick and choose. And maybe some mistakes might happen because, you know, gunfire is coming at you and you're trying to dodge bullets and all that. But when you do have a scene or a setting where people are coming in respiratory distress, you are supposed to take a deep breath before you intubate them. If you are going to do a procedure, you're allowed to take a deep breath. All right? I mean, I was an ER doc. Everybody thinks you don't have time. You know, if you need to do the right TPA course or, you know, perform. Yeah, when you perform a code, you need to jump in. But you are allowed to take a second to take a deep breath. You don't just start spewing out and they're not thinking. It's calculated and you're well trained. And you calm down and you remain calm. And you remain calm, you do what needs to be trained or how you were trained. So when you start to hear somebody's doing CPR on somebody who had a steady rhythm, even though he was bradycardic and low, or somebody's intubating the wrong bronchi, or I don't know, or NG tubing a bronchus, and all the other stuff she was saying, you start to wonder, okay, where was management? What was the scene like? Why was it so chaotic and looking like a battlefield? Because that's when mistakes happen. Now, New York City appears to not have as many hospitals. It does not appear to have as many beds, and they seemed overwhelmed. That was what we got. And then when help came, looks like they really didn't need the extra boat and ships and things like that. So thank God they're starting to get more beds available, and you know, but it to me means people were so freaked out about the chaos and the panic and, you know, and oh my gosh, you know, we don't have enough PPE and we don't, take a deep breath. You know what's interesting? I never had PPE throughout all my years of working with patients. We need PPE, we do. I never wore that N95 respirator with a valve. I'm like, the valve allows pathogens. I like the ones without the valve. And by the way, now they're saying, guys, the valve might not be as good as the one without the valve. But I wore this. I wore gloves. I might have worn a gown so I wouldn't get blood on me or whatever. And I wore a basic mask. And if I delivered a baby, I'd wear a shield. But in my office, all I had was this for years. Maybe I was lucky. Maybe I had a good immune system. So through swine flu, through deadly flu pandemics, through tuberculosis, through MRSA, this is what I had. And we're hearing people panic that they don't want to go back to working in a restaurant. They don't want to go back to working in a salon because they don't have PPE. We need to calm down the panic. My guess is what happened at NYC in that New York City hospital, if that nurse is telling us exactly the truth, is it what? Either people panicked and they lost their mind or lost their poop, or they recruited people that had no training, didn't take a second to train them or watch them or whatever, and it was chaos. And so this whole coronavirus approach has been Fauda. If you, I don't know if you guys watch the show Fauda, but it's chaos. Fauda is the Arabic word for chaos. And I wonder if it really had to be like that. That's why people are so frustrated with this whole economic, you know, cluster. We shut down everything. We're now requiring everybody wearing masks. Now on airplanes, they're going to not seat the middle seat, so people get to sit, you know, either aisle or window. Everybody's happy about that, but I'm like, that's still not 6 feet. If somebody's sick in a plane, someone's not on your middle seat, you're still going to get sick. And we're doing all this chaotic, knee-jerk reflexing. We need to close this down. We can't let people go back to work. You have to have PPE. If you don't have PPE, throw masks on and these N95 respirators that have a valve. And it's just, it's, yeah, I think we're going to lose more people in the process. And I don't know if we had to have all that hype. I said this when we opened the show. When I have a patient with a breast mass that could be cancerous, not wanting to go in and take care of cancer because they're afraid of coronavirus, we're screwing up. Coronavirus is deadly, but it's not, you know, are we going to pick, you know, are we going to say, all right, guys, so you don't get coronavirus, get the cancer? We got to slow our roll, pump the brakes, and calm the chaos. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.